You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill European Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined on the line by Steve Harrison to look ahead to the best of the action in Spain this weekend. Plenty to look forward to, of course. We'll have Sam Norris along shortly as well. He'll be looking forward to a couple of games in Italy and offering his thoughts on those. But first things first, and a warm welcome to the European Podcast to Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Alex. Good to speak to you.
Yeah, obviously, we started last week, the European Podcast. Unfortunately, I was still on my holidays. So Sam Norris, who, of course, you're going to hear punditing later, stepped in. But having listened to it, a moderately successful start as well. Some decent bets put up in that podcast. And hopefully we can go onwards and upwards throughout the season.
Absolutely, yeah. A couple of late goals doing us down this last week. Hopefully we can improve on that.
And obviously you are a senior trader here at William Hill, specialising in European football. Difficult, isn't it, in the early stages of new competitions, if you like, to know exactly how to price things up. So you'll have a side who you don't think that much of at the start of the season. Maybe they win the first couple of games and all of a sudden they're considerably shorter than they would have been maybe at the start of the season. You see it a lot in the Premier League, say, for example, just for starters. But we've had one fixture in La Liga, the German League. We're not really focusing on that too much this week, but that gets underway. Does that have a bearing in how things are priced up?
It does. I mean, there's often a lot of question marks over teams going into the season anyway. I mean, we're going to look at a couple later on, but we talked last week about Inter and Mancini leaving after the pre-season defeat to Tottenham. And that really leaves so many questions for you to answer. You bring in a new coach, so you've no idea which players he's going to favour, how he's going to play, and how everything's going to work out. And, of course, the coach himself is probably still doing the same thing. So there's questions over that. There's teams that might have recruited well, which you try to keep an eye on, but sometimes the recruitment might not look so impressive, but it might turn out that the players really gel and work out really well. So you have to look for the early performances. On the other hand, there's no point getting too carried away with a team that looks good early on, because usually things return to the norm. Obviously, a big example in the Premier League last year didn't quite come that way. But if you looked at the prices Leicester were going off last year, they were a bit shorter than, well, considerably shorter than you would have expected pre-season. But they weren't going off the sort of prices that a team you'd expect to be winning the league would.
No.
So, yeah, you build it in. You have to look at it. Remember that form can usually only last so long. And just assess the teams on what they have available and how that's working.
And, of course, last year in Italy, Juventus had that sticky start, didn't they? And as a result, you were getting slightly bigger prices on them in games that normally they'd have no problem winning. So games where there would have been sixes on at home, they were all of a sudden going off at 4-11 and 2-5. And you can find value, can't you? But it must be difficult to price up as
yeah, it's difficult.
You've got that fantastic side, but it comes down to form, doesn't it, at the end of the day?
And really, customers last year would have been rewarded by sticking by Juventus. Obviously, they had a lot of upheaval, lots of players leaving, some new ones coming in. And after a few games, things looked terrible for them. But if you just carried on backing them, and like you say, you're getting much better prices, you'd have been rewarded financially from it. Like I said, you've just got to bear in mind that the quality that these teams have, and things will settle down eventually. But yeah, something like the Juventus start, it leaves so many questions. You've just got to do your best to assess it and not overreact to early results.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to move on to two feature games in Spain then, both coming up on Sunday. We're going to start with Athletic Bilbao against Barcelona coming up at 7:15 on Sunday. Bilbao, who lost their opening game away at Gijón, that was 2-1. They're looking to bounce back here, but they look up against it already, really. Barcelona wasting no time, a 6-2 win at home to Real Betis in the opening game. Yes, if Barca are going to slip up, as we so often say, it will be away from home. Their away form last season was very good, but the losses that they did have, they do tend to be on the road. That's where you're going to catch them, isn't it, Steve? But at the same time, Barca have got a pretty good record at Bilbao in recent seasons. They've gone there and scored a fair few goals as well, as they tend to do in most places, let's be honest. But people will be looking at the 4-9 about Barca and thinking, well, hang on, this is okay. You know, it's Barcelona. They've just won 6-2. They're not going to let me down here. Could you be involved in that at 4-9?
I think 4-9 looks about right. I mean, you look at the 11 Barca will put out, there's probably not going to be a better 11 put out or anywhere in the world. Neymar's still missing. He's back after the international break. Mm. But Arda Turan, who was a bit disappointing when he came in January last year, he's looked pretty good the first couple of games. So he's building that role nicely. And last year he tended to fill in as one of the midfielders, and things didn't go well for him at all. He looks a bit more comfortable, and maybe he's having to do a bit less defending out where Neymar will be. So he's slotted in quite nicely. So not too many question marks over Barca. They got Sillerson to come in for Bravo as well. He's a decent keeper. Obviously, he's going to be understudy Ter Stegen when he's back from injury. Mm. That said, it is a difficult place to go. Athletic, they've got, I think it's Valverde's fourth year there, so it might be the time that a lot of teams you might expect to be dropping off when, after four seasons, there is anything new you can do. Mm. They've managed to keep the same players. Quite impressive in the, before the Euros, San Jose and Laporte were both being linked with moves to the Premier League, I think with Man City, in fact. And they've managed to keep hold of them. Really, I think the Euros has done them a favour there. Laporte wasn't involved at all. So they've managed to keep probably two of their best players. Adjir is. You keep expecting him to drop off, but he just keeps getting better. And maybe a big season for Iñaki Williams, who was good last year. I think he's about 23, and he needs to kick on. And he's fast and he works well with Adjuriz. These are a good side, and they'll make it difficult for Barcelona. If they're going to slip up, like you say, it's probably going to be away from home. And there's chances here, I think.
Okay, just the four defeats at home in all competitions this calendar year for Bilbao. They came against Barcelona in the Cup, in the league against Atleti and Sociedad, and in the Europa League at home to Sevilla. So there's only really the Sociedad result there that you'd be genuinely shocked by, if you like. Sevilla don't tend to win too often on the road, or didn't last year. But that was in the Europa League, so you can almost excuse that as well. Bilbao's home record is good, and it won't be easy for Barca. But if I was to push you for a selection then in this one, would you be looking at Barca on the handicap maybe?
I think I like Barcelona still. If I was pushed for a selection, yeah, it'd be Barcelona. If we're going for something a bit of a bigger price, maybe Adjuriz to score, but Barcelona to win the match, which I think was about 5-1 on site.
Okay.
I think Adjuriz is just a goal scorer. He's reliable. I can see him nicking one, but I think Barca maybe will just have a bit too much.
Okay. Adjuriz, who incidentally is 19-10 to score at any time in this one. And for those of you that do like your shorties in there, Messi and Suarez are both 4-5. To notch at any time. Not often that they're close to pushing even money, so there could be a bit of value to be found there as well. We'll move on to the second game that we're going to look at then in La Liga. This one, Sunday night at 9:15. It's Villarreal against Sevilla, two sides who, very different opening days. Villarreal with a pretty standard 1-1 draw away at Granada. They don't tend to travel well, Villarreal, but they are very, very solid at home. As are Sevilla, and they showed that by beating Espanyol 6-4. Incredible game to start the season. Just absolutely incredible. And one of those games that you are just absolutely astonished by. I quite like, Steve, to have an over 1.5 acca on the football on Saturday and Sunday, and this was in my acca, but it was one of those ones that I was umming and ahhing about. I nearly took it out, and you look afterwards, you just go, well, I'm quite glad I didn't. 6-4, absolutely incredible, wasn't it?
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, when Sampaoli came in, he said he was going to produce an attacking team, but I don't think he would have expected to have a 10-goal match on the first day. I'm with you on this. I can see goals in this. Villarreal's defence was pretty strong last year, but they, like Inter, they lost the manager early on in the season, early in the pre-season, and the guy they brought in, Fran Escriba, he's more used to relegation battles than teams qualifying for the European competition. So there's a lot of questions to be answered there. The squad hasn't changed too much, although they've got some injuries. I think Soldado and Bakambu, who were their two top scorers last year, they're both out of this by the looks of it. So maybe they'll struggle for goals, but Villarreal, I could worry about them this year. I don't think they'll be relegated, but I think having finished fourth last season, it could be a bit disappointing with a kind of mid-table finish. Sevilla, again, it's all changed, but Sampaoli, you've seen him for Chile, and he's been superb, and he's come out with all those goals. Those 6 goals all scored by players that were new to the club as well, new signings. They seem to be going up and up, and Villarreal, I think they might be on the slide.
Okay. Interesting, both these sides typically very, very strong at home. That's why they've achieved what they have in recent years. Away from home, very, very different story, isn't it? Sevilla didn't win at all in the league away from home last year. And Villarreal have had troubles as well on their travels. Does that play into... Obviously, it plays into Villarreal's hands here. But do you think that Villarreal should be going off at the price that they are? 29-20. They're only just favourites for this one.
Yeah. And I think that probably reflects all the problems that they've had in their pre-season. How much difference can a coach make? I think he's been in there 2 weeks now. How much can he do two weeks into the job without having been there for full pre-season? I think that's just reflecting that Villarreal are in a bit of a state of flux, and Sevilla, although everything's changed, they just seem to have a more solid idea. Judging on last season's form, especially Sevilla's away, you wouldn't be piling into them at the current price. But I think there's enough differences to maybe think they can turn that away form around this season.
Okay. A few facts then. Sevilla's last away win in the league was on the final day of the league 2 seasons ago. So the 23rd of May 2015, they won 3-2 at Malaga. And interesting, I like following trends like this, if you like. Villarreal at home last season, of their last 7 wins at home, all of them have been to nil. So when they do win, it does tend to be to nil. That's not saying that they will win this necessarily, but it is interesting that the last 7 times that they have won at home, they've done so without conceding. They do like to keep things tight, don't they? But again, against this severe attack, they're going to have to come out of their shell maybe a little bit more, and that could lead to goals, couldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, when a team's just won 6-4, maybe the manager would normally be looking at keeping things a bit tighter, but I can't see that happening. But maybe that is the best way forward for Villarreal. Try and keep it tight. Try and keep that nil there and catch a goal on the break. I can't see them outscoring Sevilla with those players out. Mm. So the win to nil is... If Villarreal are going to do it, then I think that's a good shout.
Okay. Interestingly, the over and under 2.5 is 10-11 each of 2. A lot of people will be jumping on the overs bandwagon there, but it actually looks like fair value as well, doesn't it?
I am quite keen on that as well. Yeah, I think over 2.5, 10 to a pick, you definitely go for the overs. I think that's probably the bet in this game. It looks. It looks a fair price.
Okay. Right, so you're just edging with Sevilla in this one?
Yeah, if I was forced to pick, I'd go Sevilla. I think they're just in a lot better shape. Lots to do at Villarreal. And to an extent the same with Sevilla, but they just seem to have all the tools there already. So, yeah, I'd see Sevilla edging it, maybe in another 10-goal thriller.
So Sevilla did the pick, but the best bet probably over 2.5 at 10-11. What about Naps then, Steve? We're going to be running the Naps table again this season. What would your best bet be then in this week?
For the weekend?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I don't think I can look away from this 10-11 over 2.5. That looks like the best thing on there at the moment. A team that have pledged to attack, who have done so in such style on the first day. I think over 2.5 at 10-11 looks the bet of the week to me.
Okay, that's the nap for you. In terms of my nap, I'm going to go just a little bit sneaky with this one. I'm going to go Villarreal to win and under 2.5 goals, purely as a bit of a price play. It's 4-1. I just think if Villarreal are going to win, it will be that score. And if Sevilla do score, then I think they'll go on to, well, certainly not lose the match. So that's the logic behind that one. I thought it was quite a tricky game, and I didn't really fancy anything in the Barca game either. So
I can see that. Sounds good. So I'm going to Sevilla and overs, and you're Villarreal and unders.
Absolutely. So we're going completely against each other. You decide who you want to listen to there. It's certainly going to be an interesting game, and it is priced up, so that if you do have a strong opinion, you're going to make money on it, because there are some tasty prices available there. Plenty of enhanced odds as well available on the Villarreal-Sevilla match to get your teeth stuck into. Thanks very much, Steve. We'll catch up with you again next week or the week after. I believe it's international break, isn't it, coming up?
Yeah,
it'll be the week after next. So best of luck with your selections and indeed your nap. I'm going to hand over to Sam Norris now, who's just going to guide you through the best of what he's been looking at in Europe over the weekend.
Well, there's some cracking fixtures to come across Europe on Saturday evening. We begin with two real mouth-watering ties in Serie A. The first of these kicks off at 5 p.m. and is Lazio versus Juventus. Both sides kicked off their campaigns in winning form, with Juve beating Fiorentina 2-1 at home, whilst Lazio survived a late rattle from Atlanta to win 4-3 away, despite leading 3-0 after just half an hour in that one. I know we're only one game into the season and you can't take those opening fixtures as gospel when everyone is just getting up to speed, but I can't get away from the fact that over 2.5 goals is 13-10 in this one, which seems a very big price for two of the more attacking teams in the league, who both open their campaigns by flexing their muscles in front of goal. So I think this is a great starting point and it would be my strongest bet. In terms of an outright, Juve look good at a shade of odds on. 4-5 might be a touch bigger than we can expect about the champions most weeks this year. They've won the last 5 Scudettos and it looks theirs to lose again. Paul Pogba may have gone, but they've drafted in last season's top goalscorer in Serie A in the shape of Gonzalo Higuain, who netted last week on his Serie A debut for Juve. He's a proven goalscorer in this league and he now has an even better team around him than the one he did last year. It's unoriginal, but I can't look away from the main man anytime at 5-4. And for punters wishing to extract a little bit more value out of that Juventus price, it's 9-5 that he scores in a Juventus win, which I think might be the easiest way to do it. Juve started last season a little bit slowly too by their standards, so I expect Lazio to score and to keep the game close. I think Juve do this by maybe a 2-1 or 3-2 scoreline with Higuain on the score sheet, so maybe Juve in over 2.5 is another way in at 2-1. But ultimately, the over 2.5 goals on its own looks a great play at 13-10. Napoli needed a second-half brace from Dries Mertens to rescue a point at Pescara last week, which came as something of a surprise considering last season's runners-up had only shipped one goal in pre-season against some decent opposition, and it looked as though without Higuain they might be building this term on defensive performances. Carlos Bacca helped AC Milan to all 3 points against Torino on the opening day with a hat-trick. He's turned down lucrative offers from around Europe to stay at Milan, and that is a real signal of intent, I believe, from the Colombian. And you would think with this lineup, a defensive backline that conceded twice against Pescara is surely susceptible to conceding a goal against this man. He's a massive 19-10 to add to his 3-goal haul so far this year, and I think that is a definite play. Napoli are probably a bit too skinny at 8-13 on the outrights, which probably explains why Bacca is the juicy price that he is. But whilst I think Milan will be better this season, I'm not confident enough to put them up as the selection. So I'll play safer and opt for another over 2.5 bet in this one. It's only 4-6, but both sides have plenty of pep in the attack, and both conceded twice to the lesser lights of Torino and Pescara last week. So I think there'll be opportunities at both ends, and I expect both teams to get on the score sheet. So maybe have a look at both teams to score and over 2.5 goals at 21-20. I think that is certainly of appeal, and a shade of odds against could be the way to play this. But again, I'm just taking the over 2.5 in the game between Napoli and AC Milan at 4-6. And one final Saturday night game to make this a treble. Over in France at 7 p.m, Caen kick off against Bastia in game 3 of Ligue 1, with both sides having collected 3 points from their opening 2 games. They both faced tough opposition in Lyon and PSG respectively, and have lost both times. But both sides beat Lorient, scoring 3 goals in the process against the 19th place side to pick up a win. But what draws me to this game is the excellent start to the season that Caen made last year. They were right up there with the pace for the first half of the year, and early season seems to be the time to catch them. They won 10 of their opening 16 games last term, including 4 of the first 5 at home. They ended up finishing a respectable 7th last year, but without a second half collapse to their season, it could have been so much better. Bastia are a so-so side who finished 10th last year and will win games in their turn this season, but I'm taking Caen to have another fast start to the season and put them forward as a bet at 11-10. So a Saturday night European treble, I'm going goal crazy in Italy with over 2.5 goals in Lazio versus Juventus and Napoli versus Milan. And I'm also taking Caen to be quick out the traps again in France and play them outright against Bastia for a juicy treble of just over 7-1.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.